So we just want you to know who God is and to do what God says to do and be happy. Say, I'm happy. You know, that man made a lot of money off that song about be happy. So go with me to Psalm 111. And I was saying, Lord, how do I get this? How do I get this over to your people that we reverence you in this sanctuary? We stop doing all of this stuff. You know, sitting up here, you see a lot. I'm glad I don't sit up there every Sunday because I would have to get on to somebody about something. That's Miss Loreen. Didn't that sound just like Miss Loreen? Glory to God. That sounded just like her. She said, go ahead, Carl. Go ahead, tell her. Hallelujah. But let's enter, and I'll get to that in the next scripture. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with a little bit of my heart. I praise the Lord when it becomes convenient. I praise the Lord when there's not a funeral coming up. I praise the Lord when I don't have to go home and finish dinner. I praise the Lord when I get through looking at my Facebook page or whatever other social media page you're looking at. I praise the Lord whenever I get a chance to send that message, text message back. Because I really need to answer them. And I get back to you in a minute, Lord. Is that what we say? Come on, repeat after me. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Well, let's just do it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of your praise? Is he worthy of my praise? I can't look at who is not here. I can't look at who is here and not praising him. He's worthy of my praise. Say that. So, Lord, you're worthy of my praise. And I praise you with my whole heart. I praise you with my whole heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I didn't give them this one, so don't worry about putting them up because I had some. I know it would be too fast for you to flip them all up. Psalm 119, 2. Blessed are those who keep his testimony and who seek him with their whole heart. With their what? Whole heart. God wants you to know today and every day when you come into this sanctuary, do it with your whole heart. Whole heart. You ever been talking? Sometimes my husband and I, maybe he's talking to me and I got my mind on something else and I say, what'd you say? Or I'm talking to him and he's got his mind on something else and he doesn't know what I said. He's not doing it or I'm not doing it with a what? Whole heart. But if he says, honey, by bunch sugar pie, baby, I love you. He got my full attention. God saying that same thing. My child, I love you so much. I gave my son for you. Am I worth you seeking with your whole heart? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Psalm 119:10, and this is the ESV version, with my whole heart I will seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. So if I'm not going to wander from his commandments, and this is Psalm 100, if you can go ahead and put that up. If I'm not going to wander from his commandments, I'm going to do it with my whole heart. Everybody say whole heart. Say it again, whole heart. How much is whole, all? How much is whole? How much is whole? How much is whole? Is 99 cents a whole dollar? You know, Jimmy used to sing quartet singing, group singing, and they used to sing that song. What was it? 99 and a half won't do. I can hear Richard now. Won't do. Yeah, won't do. Gotta make 100. Gotta make 100. God said 99 and a half won't do when you're coming to worship me. And he said, I expect to see some changes in this sanctuary. A people who come in to worship me, do it with your whole heart. And he said, I'll be able to bless you far beyond anything that you can imagine. He talked to me this morning when I was sitting there meditating on which of the four messages that I was supposed to preach, and then gave me number 5. And he was just talking to me about worshiping him and praising him and honoring him. And the fact that we are called out to do special things, and it's up to CFC, all of us, to do what God has called us to do. You didn't just up one day and decide, well, I'm going to join Christian Fellowship. No. Holy Spirit drew you here. Or you were born into it like our children. Or married into it like Latoya. But you have a job to do. So it said, I will seek you with my whole heart. Then this is what we're going to do. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Come on. If you will do it, I'll soon be done. If you will do it, I'll soon be done. But if you don't do it on Psalm 100, I'm going to have to go to 101 and 102 and all the way to 150. Just try to get you to do it. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. We did that this morning. I'm not going to tell all the men's. Serve the Lord with gladness. Do that God called you to do. Is Jordan back there? Come on, Jordan. You know you got to cut a flip for Grandma here. Do that God called you to do. And do it well. Practice it. Keep doing it over and over and over again. You want to take your coat off so you'll be comfortable? Serve the Lord with gladness. Are you glad to come to church? Or do you just drag in here because it's Sunday morning? Can you put your devices down and concentrate on God? Or do you have to go into Facebook and whatever else? I don't even know whatever's out there.